Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So Aaron Donald is calling it a career. Now, remember right after the Super Bowl when he beat the Cincinnati Bengals, there was some speculation that he was going to walk away. And if you recall, right before that Super Bowl, Rodney Harrison had that report that Aaron Donald voiced to him about potential retirement heading into that game. Aaron Donald disputed it. I got a chance in, it was September of 2022. And if you're a big listener to our show or CBS Sports Radio, you may remember this. I interviewed Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald, it wasn't a Debo situation where he hung up the phone on me. But Aaron Donald, it was right after the kerfuffle with the Cincinnati Bengals and the joint practices from over the summer, where Aaron Donald was swinging helmets in that joint practice. So we had Aaron Donald on when I was doing the night show here, and I wasn't told I couldn't ask anything about the helmet situation, because quite frankly, if you're going to put parameters on an interview, I'm not going to take it 9.9 times out of 10. Like, if there's something personal, like, hey, I don't want to talk about my family, if there's a family situation, I'm understanding, I'm fair. But when you are Aaron bleeping Donald, and you're one of the more ferocious defensive players ever, and Aaron Donald is swinging helmets at the Cincinnati Bengals in a joint practice, I have to ask that. So I asked him a few questions about it. Donald was being smart, where he was giving answers, but they were basically no answers. And then we were on a Zoom, so his publicist had the ability to just jump in on the Zoom because they were sitting there in the background quiet, and they were like, oh, Aaron's just here to talk about Dr. Teals today. It was kind of like a Dan Patrick Show, Matt Harvey Qualcomm moment, if you remember from years ago. So I asked one more question about it because you're not going to dictate how I do an interview. Like, I'll get to the read when I want to get to the read. I know the time I have, I always get to the read. And I asked one more question, and then Aaron Donald basically said, you know, I'm here today on Dr. Teals. Dr. Teals gets me ready for each and every football season, blah, blah, blah. So that was the conversation we had with Aaron Donald. Most people just remember the publicist stepping on in. But in that conversation, there was two more things that I want to revisit. One was Aaron Donald saying him winning a Super Bowl kind of got him fired up again to try to go win another one. And there was a point in the interview where I asked him, if you didn't beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl, would you have retired? And he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no in the conversation. So I think there's like a mixture of truth here when you merge like all the stories together and then you find out 2 years later Aaron Donald does retire. But I think the mixture of truth here is that Aaron Donald was contemplating retiring, heading into that Super Bowl up against Cincinnati Bengals. But then when he won the Super Bowl, he was like, wow, I've accomplished everything. I love this feeling of winning and winning it all. Let's get addicted to it and see how many Super Bowls we can win. But then 2 years later, Aaron Donald walks away. So it kind of falls in line, connecting all the dots of what he told Roddy Harrison to then what he told me. And then shortly after that, 2 years later, he does walk away. And the career for Aaron Donald, it's one of the greatest careers ever. Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He played in 10 seasons, is a Super Bowl champion, was an 8-time first-team All-Pro, and he made the Pro Bowl every year of his NFL career. The first ballot Hall of Fame scenario is always tricky because sometimes it's obvious it's a slam dunk. Other times there's obvious slam dunk people that maybe didn't treat the media the best way or weren't perceived to be the best teammate, and the media gets payback, which I always think is so lame. Like Terrell Owens, he had to wait 3 or 4 years to get in the Hall of Fame. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen happen in the NFL. But Aaron Donald is a slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, I was annoyed when Antonio Gates didn't get in on the first try. I was annoyed when Dwight Freeney didn't get in on the first try. Aaron Donald changed that position for an interior defensive lineman, and now those guys get paid like $30 million a year. They get paid ridiculous amounts of money because of what Aaron Donald was able to do. And here's what I always loved about Aaron Donald. He is like the Incredible Hulk. He's built like a tank. But when you think of a dominating defensive player, you think of like a large human being. And to the average person, Aaron Donald is a large human being. But when you think about an interior defensive lineman, you don't think that interior defensive lineman is like 6'1", 280. Right? He was undersized in football world. Where when you think of an interior defensive lineman, you think of like 6'1", 6'3", you know, 6'4", and like bare minimum 320 pounds. So that was so unique what Aaron Donald was able to do. But also in that conversation that I had with Aaron Donald 2 years ago on CBS Sports Radio, when he was wrapping up year 8 and going into year 9, I said to him, I think you're playing 2 years. You're going to wind up with 10 years in the NFL, and then you're going to ride off into the sunset. And that's what ended up happening. Let's revisit that conversation with Aaron Donald.
I've been saying it since May. I think you're going to play for 2 more years. You go a decade in this league, and then you ride off into the sunset. Is that fair?
Well, we locked in for 2 years, so we're going to see.
So there you go. He kind of just laughed it off and had a little fun with it. So congratulations to Aaron Donald. I am not going to call him the greatest defensive player of all time. That to me is Lawrence Taylor. If you want to say Reggie White as well, but he's in that conversation. He is one of the greatest defensive players of all time. And he's had one of the more impressive and remarkable careers in NFL history. Because 10 years is a long time in the NFL, but we've seen guys play a lot longer than that. It may be one of the more flawless careers in NFL history, I think is the right way to say that. We're talking 10 years in the league. You make the Pro Bowl every one of your 10 years, and you're an 8-time first-team All-Pro. Like, Samter, you've been doing this for a long time. It's kind of tough to find the perfect career. Like, even you look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady missed a full year because of injuries with the ACL up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Tom Brady's numbers weren't at the prodigious level, prodigious stats, as what they became once 2007 started to roll around and his individual trajectory just went through the roof. Like, everyone looks at Brady, they're like, oh, he's the greatest winner in NFL history. It's tough to not say that he wasn't perfect, but there are moments there where if you really nitpick, you're like, oh, all right, in a 23-year career, not that there were imperfections, but it wasn't totally perfect. Like, you could take a look at, like, a little, like, wart that's, like, popping up on a part of your body that no one ever sees with Tom Brady. But for Aaron Donald, there's no flaws. There's no warts on his resume. Eight-time first-team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler. That is one of the more flawless careers and one of the more perfect careers that I've ever seen in this league.
Yeah, I mean, he made an All-Pro, first-team All-Pro, 2, 4, 6, 7 straight years, but he did miss one in 2022 because he only played 11 games.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's basically perfect. You don't lead the league in sacks as an interior defensive lineman, but he did. He had 20.5 back in 2018. And here's just like the little icing on the cake. When you talk about a perfect career, every year has to be something special, right? So, like, Tom Brady, what's one of the things that he's missing? I don't think he won Rookie of the Year that year. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Aaron Donald won Defensive Rookie of the Year, right? So every award, basically, that he could have won, he won. The only thing he didn't win was MVP. And if there's any defensive player that was deserving of MVP, Donald. It was either Aaron Donald or there was a span of time where J.J. Watt was the most unstoppable force in the NFL. He had 3 DPOYs in 4 years.
The problem is, though, his team's never won.
No. But he was so good. I mean, he had...
Oh, he's phenomenal. Everyone loves J.J. Watt. He's phenomenal. But he played most of his career on the Texans, and the apex for the Texans was just getting to the divisional round.
Right. But in a 4-year span from 2012 to 2015, the dude was averaging 17.5 sacks per game over the course of a 4-year span.
Stupid.
A year. 20.5, 10.5, 20.5, 17.5. The guy was a monster. But yes, Aaron Donald, when you look at just how good he was and just his resume itself, it was perfect. He did everything that a defensive player could ever want to do. Mm-hmm. He even had one safety in his career. I guess maybe he could have had a touchdown. He had no fumble returns for a touchdown. That's the only flaw that I could find. But and he never had an interception. You know what? It looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, Aaron Donald never had a touchdown. No fumble or interception return for a touchdown.
How many did he force, though? You want to know what
He had 24 forced fumbles. Well, no, pretty decent.
What I meant by how many touchdowns did he force, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
when he just murdered someone.
Sure.
And then someone else picked it up and they ran into the end zone.
Right, but I guess if we're looking for, like, a flaw in a nearly perfect resume, the one flaw is that he never got into the end zone.
So, two things off what you just said. You want to hear a great stat? T.J. Watt, who I think right now is the best defensive player in football. And I'm not saying it's by leaps and bounds. Like, it's T.J. Watt or it's Myles Garrett.
Or Micah Parsons.
If you ask Micah Parsons, T.J. Watt who? How many career interceptions do you think T.J. Watt has in the NFL?
8.
Pretty damn good guess. Stu? Go Price is Right here.
I know, I was going to say.
Go Price is Right here. I'm giving you the answer.
9.
No, the other way.
7.
7. 7 interceptions for T.J. Watt. In his 7 years in the league, he's had an interception in every year but 2. Kind of crazy.
But for a lot, I mean, I guess he's an edge / linebacker, but he's still fine dropping back into coverage often. I'm surprised it's that low, to be honest.
That's not low at all. His job is to go after the quarterback.
Yeah, I guess my point is just for a linebacker who probably drops into coverage, I'm surprised that he doesn't have more than 1 a year.
You're surprised? He's a defensive end, pretty much. You know? Like, Myles Garrett, no offense to him. I love Myles Garrett. He's a stud. And, yeah, I know that T.J. Watt is classified as a linebacker. But I look at him as an edge rusher. Myles Garrett never has had a career interception, which is kind of crazy when you think about it, too, because of how athletic he is. And remember this past year when he just moved side to side? That was one of my favorite parts of the NFL season, when he ran from the right tackle to the left tackle, from the left tackle to the right tackle, before a play was snapped and he caused a delay of game. That was absolutely awesome. Anywho, just to get back to the Aaron Donald conversation, 2 more things that I want to add here. Today, we're going to have a lot of people say Aaron Donald is the GOAT. Aaron Donald is in a GOAT conversation, but Aaron Donald isn't the greatest defensive player of all time. Because what did you just say? Aaron Donald never won an NFL MVP, correct, Amundo? If I just asked you from a name, just give me a name. Who's the greatest defensive player of all time?
You already named my top two, Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White.
And it would be in that order, 1-2?
Correct.
Stu, is that the same?
Those are the same two, yes.
Right? Like those names, I'm not saying Aaron Donald's not a legend. Like in 20 years from now, you'll have people just hear the name Aaron Donald. It'll be the way that we heard the name Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. But Lawrence Taylor won one more Super Bowl than Aaron Donald. They had the same amount of NFL Defensive Player of the Year awards, both having three. Lawrence Taylor did win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He has 8 first-team All-Pros. Both have 10 Pro Bowls. And then here's the big one. Lawrence Taylor, 1986, or 1988, I think it is. Yeah, 1986, excuse me. NFL Most Valuable Player. So he has an MVP award to his name. That, to me, see, this is why I hate the GOAT debates. Because on the day that Aaron Donald retires after having an all-time great career, it sounds like we're knocking him. We're not. But when you go through the legit breakdowns of it, that's why I have to give the edge to Lawrence Taylor.
So I'm looking. So CBS did a ranking today.
Did they?
In the wake of Aaron Donald's retirement.
Now, by the way, I'll get to what you're about to say in just a second. I forget exactly what the quote was. But I talked to John Clayton, like, right before he passed away, and that is a football historian. I have to go back because I don't want to misquote him, but I think he told me, if memory serves me right, it just hit me in the moment, that he thought Aaron Donald was the greatest defensive player that he's ever seen, which that's a football historian. I have to go back and double check that, but I remember something along those lines. Anyway, go ahead.
That's very impressive. And again, you know, I think a lot of the stats that we can see from Aaron Donald, you know, strike you, but as an interior defensive lineman, it's not a position that normally gets stats. So it almost amplifies how great his stats were because he's coming from a position that getting double and triple teamed on the interior, you're not supposed to get to the quarterback and get to the running back that often. You're supposed to be plugging up the middle, and his defenses were always good. So his stats are even more blown up when you think about the position he played versus maybe an edge guy whose sole job is to get to the quarterback. But so the CBS list, it actually ranked Aaron Donald 5th all-time, right? It had the same 1-2 as us. They actually had Reggie White 1 and Lawrence Taylor 2. But,
okay.
You know, I can see both sides. I go Lawrence Taylor 1.
Put it this way. Whoever you put number 1, like I think it should be Lawrence Taylor. There's a short list of names that I can't really freak out if you want to go one over the other.
Right. Number 3, this was the question I was going to ask you because this was the other guy. If it wasn't going to be those two, this was the guy right before Aaron Donald that I would have thought of too.
Okay.
Is Ray Lewis. He's listed number 3 on the list. 2-time defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. Only player ever with 40 sacks and 30 picks. Second all-time in total takeaways. And he led maybe the best defense we've ever seen, if not the best, top 5 of all time. Ray Lewis, to me, like, if you're choosing to build a defense right now, and you could pick right now, Ray Lewis in his prime, Aaron Donald in his prime, who you taking?
Ray Lewis in their prime or Aaron Donald in their prime?
Correct.
Oh, boy.
That's so, because Ray Lewis
well,
was
let me
just
ask you
such
this.
A monster.
Is this in the year of 2024? Because I think the era now matters. Like, the linebacker, the traditional linebacker is now devalued.
It's a great
in
point.
Today's game of the NFL.
Yeah.
So, like, man, my childhood is literally kicking my insides right now and is going to say you're a moron for what you're about to say. I think I would prefer Aaron Donald over Ray Lewis.
No, I don't think that you're a moron. I think that Aaron Donald's a 3-time defensive player of the year, 8-time All-Pro.
No, but,
like, it's not a bad statement to make.
But as a kid,
yeah,
like, in the era that I grew up in,
yeah.
The two defensive players that you said that was just like, holy crap. There was like 3 that were just holy crap defensive players. It was, in my era, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, and then Ed Reed. Those were the 3. Like, there were, like, Brian Dawkins was absolutely incredible with the great passion. Darrell Revis was an awesome, obviously, shutdown corner. They didn't even throw the ball his way. But those 3 names of Ray Lewis, Urlacher, and then Ed Reed, they were just iconic. Like, all you had to say were there. Like, you go to school on Long Island. People had Ray Lewis jerseys. People had Ed Reed jerseys. People had Brian Urlacher jerseys. Chicago and Baltimore on Long Island. Those were just certain names. So that's why I'm saying my insides are, like, kind of killing me as a kid because of how much people revered Ray Lewis as a football player, but I think I'd rather have Aaron Donald over Ray Lewis. I do. So give me the rest of this list. It was the top five here from CBS Sports.
Let me get, so number four, they had, let's see here. Hold
well,
on.
Five was Donald, four was Lewis, right?
Yes. No, three was Lewis. Four is Deion.
Oh, okay.
Five is Donald.
By the way, we could call him Deion here, not Coach Prime, because we're talking about him from his football career.
Or we just call him Prime.
So five was Donald.
Correct.
Four was Prime.
Correct.
Three was Lewis. Two was Lawrence Taylor, and then one was Reggie White.
Yes. Six, Deacon Jones. Seven, Butkus. Eight, Bruce Smith. I love Bruce Smith. He's not that high. Nine, Rod Woodson. And 10, Ronnie Lott. They don't have Ed Reed on this list, which is surprising, but Ronnie Lott is a monster. I love Bruce Smith. I really do. And he was great for a very long time. But when I think
he had
of like
200 career sacks, Anthony.
I know, but he played for such a long time,
sacks.
Too.
Still, though, we don't need to argue 200 career sacks. I don't care if he played for 400 years. 200 career sacks.
He played for 19 seasons.
Still, 200 career sacks is 200 career sacks.
No, I get it. I'm not saying that he's not great. I just don't think he's a top 10 all-time defensive player.
I would disagree with that. But anyway, we don't need this to turn into like Christopher Mad Dog Russo's radio show where we like debate people that
and say each other's
all
names
those
wrong.
Years ago.
Hey, yes. Zachary Gilb,
Michael
and Stu Kovics.
All righty, this is Zach Gilb show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, here's one more point that I want to make. It sucks that Aaron Donald's retiring for a multitude of reasons. But the Rams were the team with what they did last year. When going into the season, McVay, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Stafford, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Donald, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It seemed like all the retirement talk was going away. They had a really good season. They restored confidence. You had the emergence of Puka Nacua. You had the emergence of Kyron Williams. You had Cooper Kupp come back. Stafford come back. Donald played dominant again. And it didn't seem like they were going away. It seemed like they were going all in for one more year. That's what it seemed like. And now Donald walks away, and it's like, can they still be a good team this upcoming year? Absolutely. But it takes a little bit of that love that I had for the Rams, what I thought was going to be a continuous offseason love. Now my hopes are not down in the dumps and down in the gutter, but I'm just a little bit disappointed. But I can't fault the guy for walking away when he gave us one of the greatest careers that we'll ever see. All right, Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All righty, Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio. I am going to issue my first top 10 mock draft of the NFL draft season for the year of 2024. What we will do from now until the draft, we'll start this off, I will give you my mock draft. We'll hit up like a Ryan Wilson. We'll hit up a Chris Trapasso. I do this every year and I love it. We will do a mock draft a few more times where we'll bring on a guest and they'll take like the odd picks in the top 10 and I'll take the even and they'll make the pick, then I'll make the pick and so forth until we get to 10 just to see what other people are thinking, and it's kind of a fun exercise. So Samter, I guess I should go from number 1 to 10. This is not one of those things where I go 10 to 1. Just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So with the number 1 overall pick,
Marvin Harrison Jr.
It's the Chicago Bears taking Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. See, there I go again. I sound like Charlie Casserly. Quarterback. You got to know the quarterbacks, everybody. But I'm going Williams number 1 out of USC to the Bears. I think there's a logical argument on why they should keep Justin Fields and you get a King Ransom offer again and you just surround him with so many great players and put him like a good quarterback in a position to succeed where he then can be viewed as a great quarterback. But Caleb Williams is perceived to be a generational talent. And I think it's the first time since Mahomes has come into the league where you have like a Mahomes comparison. I think this is the strongest one. Like you heard it a little bit with Zach Wilson, farthest thing from the truth. You heard it a little bit with Jordan Love. Jordan Love has a chance to be a great player in this league. We saw the signs of it last year. But anytime someone gets compared to, oh, he could be like 10% or 15% or 20% or 60% of Patrick Mahomes, I usually say pump the brakes, which I did with Zach Wilson, which I did with Jordan Love. For Caleb Williams, I think it's the most logical one that has been thrown that way. I'm not saying he's going to be Mahomes, but you see the ability that he does have. So I have Caleb Williams going to the Bears at number 1. At number 2, I'm going to disagree with Daniel Jeremiah. I know that Daniel Jeremiah said there is a better chance than what we thought of Drake May going to the Washington Commanders. Until I am proven wrong here, I'm going to think that Daniels is the pick to the Commanders. I have Jaden Daniels going number 2 to Washington, and I hope that does not occur, but I think it's going to. Then I have my first trade. I do believe the Patriots can potentially trade the pick here. I know Daniel Jeremiah poo-pooed that. He said they're definitely taking a quarterback at 3. I believe the Vikings, after making the deal that they made today, already have an 11, now getting the Texans 23, are going to be active. They're going to try to move up to pass the Giants. They do have the potential of the Cardinals or the Chargers just to get in front of the Giants, but I think they want one of the perceived top 3 quarterbacks. I'm going to say that the Vikings move up to 3, and they take Drake May. And this has been something that's starting to pick up steam because, like, last week I'm like, oh, the Vikings probably go get J.J. McCarthy. They have to move up a little bit, but maybe they end up getting J.J. McCarthy or they just stay at 11 and get Michael Penix Jr. Josh McCown was just brought in as the quarterback coach for the Minnesota Vikings. He was on the high school coaching staff where Drake May played high school football. So there is a relationship there. So I'm going to say that the Vikings move up to 3 and they end up getting Drake May. And I would not be happy with the trade back there for the Patriots because you're trading back to 11. I know you possibly get then 23 and a future first round pick as well. All right, yeah, you get a bunch of first round picks, but none of them are in that top 5 range, which I don't like. So I have May going to the Vikings at 3. The guy that I think is the best player in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr., I have him going to the Arizona Cardinals in at number 4. At number 5, I think the Chargers are taking a wide receiver. I know they have Mike Williams no longer there. They just got rid of Keenan Allen as well. They drafted Quentin Johnson in the 20 range a year ago. I do believe they're taking a wide receiver. Now, in most mock drafts, they have Malik Nabers going in front of Rome Odunze. I'm going to take Rome Odunze to the Chargers here to wrap out the top 5. So just to reset, Williams to the Bears, Daniels to the Commanders, May to the Vikings via trade, Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, and then Rome Odunze in at number 5 to the Chargers in the first Zach Gelb Show mock draft for the top 10 in the year of 2024. Then in at number 6, the New York Football Giants. Isn't it funny how this works? because I said this the other week. Like, I feel as if Bears fans are not, you know, going to look at a Drake May because he was at UNC and you had the Trubisky connection. I think that's why some people are souring on Drake May, just because we do this in a very stupid and simple way. People are like, oh, it was a UNC quarterback. He can't succeed. So that's why Drake May shouldn't be going in the top three anymore. The Giants are at six. They were at six a few years ago when they had Mr. Hog Molly Lover in Dave Gettleman. And Gettleman took Daniel Jones at six. And that was not popular at the time. I think if J.J. McCarthy is the sixth pick to the Giants, that's going to have similar Daniel Jones vibes. Now, I think McCarthy is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. But we had Phil Simms on last Friday, I believe, and he thought McCarthy at six to the Giants is just way too early for J.J. McCarthy. But the Giants are kind of giving you that feel. I know what Schneider said on the Seattle radio station. It got debunked because Drew Locke got in front of the podium today, and he said, no, they said Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback. But John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks, basically said that Drew Locke was guaranteed an opportunity to compete in New York. That's why he's no longer a Seattle Seahawk. But I don't think that they're in on Jones anymore outside of the contract, which is a pretty big one. And what Rich Eisen said at the end of Combine Week, it does feel like the Giants are done with Daniel Jones. So I'm going to say they take McCarthy at six. Number seven, Tennessee quietly has had a good offseason where you get Tony Pollard, you get Calvin Ridley, even though people think it's an overpay. You have DeAndre Hopkins. You have a new coach in there as an offensive-minded coach. I'm going to say they go offensive line here. They're going to beef up their offensive line. They're going to get Joe Alt, the left tackle, out of Notre Dame. Then we go to eight. I believe that the Falcons, who have been in on playmakers this offseason, they could go defense and have the first defensive player off the board here. But I think they're going to, what, quadruple down on offensive talent now? You already got the speed of a Bijan Robinson. You have Tyler Allgeier. You have Drake London. You have Kyle Pitts. They got a Stu's guy, Darnell Mooney. I think they, like, if one of those receivers are available out of the big three, I think they're going to go pounce. I'll put Malik Nabers, the wide receiver out of LSU, going to Atlanta. In at number nine, Bears already got Caleb Williams. I now have them taking the first defensive player. There could be a trade scenario here. You move back, you got a few more picks, yada, yada, yada. But I'm going to say Dallas Turner is going to be the pick here by the Bears. And then in at number 10, there's two offensive linemen. Both of their names are tough to pronounce. I'm going to go for Shanu, I think I said that correctly, out of Penn State, in at number 10, to Samter's once-beloved J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 before he jumped off the Jets bandwagon or the sinking ship of the Jets to go join the Kansas City Chiefs. So Williams to the Bears, Daniels to the Commanders, Vikings trading up to get May, Marvin Harrison Jr., to the Cardinals, Rome Odunze to the Chargers, McCarthy to the Giants, Alt to Tennessee, Atlanta takes Nabers, Chicago takes Dallas Turner, and then the Jets get Fashanu out of Penn State. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back. It is a Friday. Samter's got some questions for me. I'll give you some answers. We'll do a little onside, offside when we come on back. Update time first. Here is the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. Got a little audible here. Samter and Stu, do me a favor. I want you to have your phone in your hand. Because I just texted you something. I don't want you to look at it yet. Do not look at the actual text yet. I just got an onside, offside question from a listener, which you can tweet me those if you want, at Zach Gelb. I guess we'll start that now. Jameson in Milwaukee, who is a longtime listener to this show. He also runs a bunch of restaurants. I think he's sending us some cookies. I call them like gourmet cookies. He sent Hickey and I them once. They're to die for. They are some of the best cookies, if not the best cookie, that I've ever had. He just tweeted me. He just opened up a few pizza shops. He said, onsides or offside, goat cheese on your pizza. Now, at first, you may hear goat cheese on a pizza. I don't know. Just sounds a little eh. Take a look, Samter and Stu, now at your phone. I sent you the tweet that Jameson in Milwaukee did send me. Now remember, before snobby Samter kicks in here, we are New Yorkers. Our understanding and standard for pizza is a little bit higher, but he just sent me a little bit of what looks like a goat cheese pizza. At first, I would have said offside, but after seeing the picture, I'm going to go onside here, and I'd be willing to try that goat cheese pizza. I will say onsides.
The fact that you would have even considered going offside to start,
wow,
disappoints me. Goat cheese on pizza is amazing. Like, listen, I love a good New York style, folded up in your hand, grease running off, slice of pizza. But you get like a good gourmet pizza with some goat cheese, right? You put on some prosciutto or maybe like some fresh tomatoes as opposed to, you know, the tomato sauce. Oh, man. A goat cheese pizza is
Tommy DeVito
to die for. I am all for it. I am a big goat cheese on a pizza fan.
Stu, you have some peculiar taste, I feel like.
Yeah, I've never had it, but that looks incredible. I'm willing to try that. I think I'll have to try that at some point.
By the way.
Yeah.
Don't want to accuse you of anything, Stu.
Uh-oh.
But?
No offense or anything, but.
I wasn't stalking your Instagram the other night, but your story was up. Were we seeing a little stony bologna, Stew, the other night?
Oh, no, the cookies, no.
There were some cookies. There was some candy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vibes that maybe Stu was chillaxing, let's just say.
I could see that you could get it from that, but no, this was just a girlfriend seeing something on TikTok and she wanted to try to make it. It was Lucky Charms, basically cookies.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because you can see why Lucky Charm cookies, I didn't know exactly what it was, but it looked like a lot of candy and cookies.
Yeah.
Why I say maybe Stu's doing a little puff puff pass.
So it'd be similar to like maybe, I don't know, a shopping cart with Doritos, double stuffed Oreo cookies.
I fully admitted that.
Oh, okay, good.
That was a stoner bachelor party. My one friend Cole is literally getting married on 420. So yeah, 100%.
Intentionally? Or was it just kind of turned out that way?
No. Man. How much do I want to... I'm going to be like that one time Ted Johnson said, there's no way anyone's listening. And then Ted Johnson said something that was not so nice about Vince Wilfork's now ex-wife. And they were listening. I'm going to just assume that my friend and his soon-to-be wife is not listening. The soon-to-be wife gave the date to Cole. And then my buddy Cole was like, oh, you know what that date actually is. So it was unintentional, but yeah. Anywho, I knew that was going to come up eventually because I saw it earlier in the week with Stu. and we were talking about goat cheese on the pizza, and then Stu was talking about food, and I was like, wonder if Stu was really enjoying himself. Maybe made a little trip to the dispensary the other night. All righty, Santa, what do you got for me?
So we're actually doing onside offside. We're just not playing the music and like talking about other stuff.
I asked an onside offside question.
Yeah. Just
you know, this is from Jameson in Milwaukee.
I also have six other questions that I painstakingly broke my back typing out, researching, looking into.
So dramatic.
You know, my carpal tunnel, my fingers, my arthritis, and here I am, and we hadn't even started it yet. Yeah. But all right, let's try.
By the way, I'm going to cut you off one more time. Billy Wolf in the chat says Stu is one of us. One of us. Stu shaking his head adamant he was not participating in those activities.
Stu is one of everybody. Stu is like the nicest, most likable person I've ever known.
Stu should be the next program director around here.
He should be the next president. Samter Gelb, it should be Gelb Kovacs. Anyway, let's get to the actual onside offside that we had planned for. The Cowboys lost Tony Pollard to the Jaguars and apparently missed out on Derrick Henry because, well, they never approached him. Now, reports indicate that Dallas could actually reunite with Zeke Elliott, who's now a free agent from your Patriots. Onside, offside, the Cowboys should bring back Zeke.
So, I don't know if this report was actually true, just to be full disclosure, because I saw, like, one of those aggregators put it out there.
I saw from DallasCowboys.com.
Oh, okay.
One of the writers of DallasCowboys.com.
Gotcha, because I saw an aggregator put it out there today, and then I saw a quote tweet of someone I wasn't familiar with, and was like, oh, everyone's getting got because of this report from this aggregator, which isn't true. But regardless if it's true or not, we're going to talk about it because that's what we do. The Cowboys should bring back Zeke? Yeah, onside. The Cowboys are all in. The Cowboys are all in, not in actually winning football games, creating the most drama possible. You don't have Tony Pollard anymore. You weren't really all in because you didn't even place a phone call to Derrick Henry, which is an absolute disgrace. And Ezekiel Elliott had a solid season last year. So why wouldn't you? There's no market for Zeke. Why wouldn't you bring him back? Onsides. This plays right into the Jerry Jones drama game. I'm in for Ezekiel Elliott coming back to the drama Dallas choking Cowboys.
Right now, the starting running back is Deuce Vaughn, who I love, but I don't know if he could be a bell cow number
small
one guy.
Small fella.
Yeah, I don't know if he can carry 25
times a day. I think baby Gronk may be bigger than Deuce Vaughn.
I'm bigger than Deuce Vaughn.
I don't know about that.
Now, after 10 Pro Bowls, 8 All-Pros, 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards, Aaron Donald announced his retirement from the NFL. The 32-year-old has 7 seasons over 10 sacks, including 20.5 back in 2018. Now we'll go back to the same conversation. Onside, offside, Aaron Donald is the greatest defensive player ever.
Love Aaron Donald. One of the more ferocious defensive players ever. One of the more flawless careers we've ever seen in the NFL. But this is a offside answer here. I got to go with Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White, just for starters, are better than Aaron Donald. So Aaron Donald's the greatest defensive player of all time. Offside.
Offside.
The Giants have the 6th overall pick, and some believe they may target a quarterback. But for now, the team has Daniel Jones and new free agent signee Drew Locke in the QB room. Yesterday, Locke was asked what he was told about the starting quarterback position.
Daniel Jones is the starter of this team, and that's been conveyed to me. Now I need to come in and push Daniel to do the best he can be, and that's the role that I've played for Geno. That's the role that I played for Teddy. That's the role that Brett Rippon played for me when I was a starter in Denver. I've had both sides of this. I've been the guy to push a starter, and I've been the starter that's being pushed by the backups. It's all about making that room as best it can be, and if we do that, you know, sky's the limit for this team.
Onside, offside, Drew Locke will win the starting job from Daniel Jones at some point in the season.
Offside, because Drew Locke's going to be QB3, because Daniel Jones is about to be QB2, because they're going to draft a quarterback at 6. Maybe Jones starts the year, and then shortly after that, they will go to the one and only J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., whoever they do take. But they're taking a quarterback at 6, and maybe they'll trade up now with the pressure of the Vikings potentially trading up, trying to jump the Giants as well. Could you maybe trade Jones somehow? I don't know, with that contract. And then Drew Locke starts week 1. Will you wait for the other quarterback? I guess. But I think it's a long shot for Drew Locke to be the starting quarterback over Daniel Jones at the start of the season or even at some point this season. So I will go offside.
Offside.
After the Seahawks lost Locke to the Giants, they needed a new backup for Geno, and they added Sam Howell in the trade with the Commanders. Seahawks GM John Schneider spoke yesterday about why they made the move.
Sam's a football player. I think that's the best way to describe it. You know, this guy's a play quarterback. When you watch, and then everybody saw him play out here. He had a great day against us. this past fall. But yeah, he's a quarterback, but he's really a football player. That's what I love about him. You know, really tough, young. You know, he's 23 years old and has 18 starts. You know, in the league already, and you know, he's the same age as like Daniels from LSU and Rattler and Penix, and he's a year younger than Bo Nix. And you know, so yeah, we're happy to get him in the mix. And Geno's the guy, and Sam will be backing him up.
So onside, offside, Howell will beat out Geno for the starting job
to start the season.
Yeah.
Okay. I will go offside to that. Geno Smith will be the starter week one, but there will be at some point this season, whether it's injury or poor play or pedestrian play, that Sam Howell ends up starting for the Seattle Seahawks over Geno Smith.
All right, now the Michigan Wolverines fired head coach Juwan Howard after five seasons in Ann Arbor, with the team sitting at just 8-24 this year. Now, Howard got off to a fast start at his alma mater, going 42-17 his first two seasons, but it's just 46-55 the past 3 years. So onside, offside, it is a mistake for programs to hire school legends as their head coach.
You know what's crazy? I was actually at one of their eight wins this season. Earlier in the year at Madison Square Garden, when they went up against the Red Storm of St. John's, the Johnnies, I was at that game, and Michigan did win. But I don't think it's a mistake for programs to hire legends as head coaches. I'll go offside. I know a lot of people will say, look how many coaches that played for their alma mater recently got fired. But the way this question was worded was not just basketball. It's a mistake for programs to hire schools, legends as head coaches. Michigan hired a very popular former football player in Jim Harbaugh. It didn't look like it was working out well. He restored and then couldn't get them over the hump and then did get them over the hump. So it worked for the football team long-term. It didn't work long-term for the basketball team. So I will go offside. I think it's a case-by-case basis. I do not think it's a mistake for programs to hire legends as head coaches.
Offside.
It does make it tough. It does make it uncomfortable when you want to move on, but that's the risk. Usually you take a job in college, and you know at one point you're going to get fired.
We'll try to sneak in one more. Yeah. For the second time in 3 years, former number one overall pick Ben Simmons will undergo back surgery. The three-time All-Star played in just 15 games this year and has missed 173 games over the past three seasons.
Is that a waste of time?
Onside, offside, Ben Simmons will never play another game in the NBA.
Can I protest this question? We're really wasting time.
You have a
talking
job.
Talking about Ben Simmons.
You have a job to do. You Big cannot protest.
Baby Ben? Ben Simmons will never play another game in the NBA. Onsides. I'm done.
Do you believe that? You just hope that to be true.
Both. All the above.
Man, you're mean.
No, I'm just protesting. That guy is such a jerk, too. He's so arrogant. When I covered him in Philadelphia, he was absolutely insufferable in that locker room. And he thinks his you-know-what doesn't stink.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.